Good morning, you're on FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is John Stevens, the new Vice President of Consumer Strategy at Shaw Industries. John, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. How are you this morning?
I'm good. I got to tell you, though, this is major, major news. You have been my go-to person for the last 16 years as the Vice President of Marketing over at Shaw Contract. I know you've been at Shaw for 31 and a half years, and you're making a big change, aren't you?
You know, it is a big change. Kip, I actually started on the residential side of our business, going through our, like so many leaders at Shaw, going through our sales training program, was a residential salesperson in the New York metro market, was back in residential marketing for a while before I came over to Shaw Contract. So in a sense, it's going back to a business where I started my career at Shaw.
Yeah, I mean, I understand that, but you also, for the last 16 years, have been day-to-day talking to A&D and commercial contractors. The decision-making process on the commercial side has a lot of influencers, and they're all in your Rolodex, so you'll be creating a new Rolodex, won't you?
Yeah, that's true. And I tell you, I feel so blessed and have such gratitude for the chance I had to work at Shaw Contract with an amazing group of people, many of them that you know and have worked with and connected with over the years. And it's such a great brand on such an amazing trajectory right now as they're coming out of the pandemic in the States and other regions, and business is really improving. And it's exciting to see the work that's going on at Shaw Contract. So it's a little bittersweet because I have been so connected to that brand, and so many of our clients in the design community are our friends. But I am really juiced about this challenge of thinking about the consumer strategy within the broader part of Shaw.
Well, that answers one question. I was going to ask you, why make the move? One of the answers might have been, well, everything's soft over on the commercial side, but that's actually not the case, is it?
That is definitely not the case. Our business, you know, obviously the last year was difficult, and even coming against the first quarter this year where our business had been so strong in 2019, but in the last 2 months, you know, the challenge has been how fast we're starting to grow in those comparatives, and really almost in every market segment. So the business at Shaw Contract is incredibly healthy, and I will tell you, I could not be more excited about Jeff West moving into the leadership role of the Shaw Contract brand and helping continue to grow the people at Shaw Contract and the business there.
Okay, so he was running marketing for Pat Kraft. Now he's stepping into the Shaw Contract role.
Yeah, you know, Jeff has had such a range of experiences at Shaw and led our sustainability focus for our commercial business, was in marketing, has been in operations, and for the last 10 years has been the leader at Pat Kraft. And, you've seen that brand make significant strides in growth and really becoming a stronger part of the organization. I think Jeff is going to take that same skill set and expand it to our major global brand.
You know, if you look at the car business for a minute and you think about a company like Lexus, I mean, it's Lexus and it's a bunch of numbers, you know. And what you've done for Shaw Contract, there's been Pat Kraft and Philadelphia. Shaw Contract is the specified brand. It's the biggest, it's the most successful. I think your new role, you're going to have a stable of brands, right?
Yeah, it's the leadership that Shaw Contract's had in the commercial business. Obviously, Shaw and Residential is such a legacy of success, and I think there's a really great opportunity to look at our residential brands, have a really innovative approach to consumer marketing, working with our retail partners and helping them be more successful, but getting that data-driven understanding of the consumer and how we ensure that the retail experience and the products and that engagement and connection, there's something that drives value. It makes people want to replace their flooring and have that really emotional connection to home, and how we can play a role in that.
Yeah, you know, the anecdotal story I want to tell real quick. I was with somebody this weekend, and I said, "What you been doing?" They said, "Well, we just put in new floors." I said, "Oh, really? What, who'd you put in?" They said, "I don't know." I said, "You got to be kidding me. You spent $21,000 on floors, and you don't know who you put in?"
Yeah, you know what? That does illustrate such a big opportunity. One thing, you know, it's awesome they're putting new floors in and spending that money, but we want to make sure that there's such a great experience with Shaw, and that we understand our consumers so well, that we create that experience in line with our retail partners, that people want, when they're going to replace their flooring, they want to make sure that they're doing it with a Shaw floor. And I'm excited to be a part of trying to make sure that happens.
Yeah. So you're going to be focusing on Anderson Tuftex, Cortec, Florigami, Philadelphia, and Shaw Floors. That's your stable of brands. I mean, most people that know the residential business know that the RSA is a real pivot point, and the consumer gets started online. They come in, and you know, if the message they saw online doesn't match with what the RSA is pushing, a lot of times they get confused and they walk away. So you're going to fix all that, aren't you?
Well, I tell you, I think our team is going to work on it for sure. And it is an important experience, and you're spending that kind of money, that investment, both a financial investment and an emotional investment in your home. You want to make sure that you've got the right information. It certainly helps to have someone walk you through that process and ensure there's confidence. And you're right. I think as consumers, we all expect clarity of information. We expect for our process to be as predictable as possible and have the outcomes be as predictable as possible. And I think that's our role is how do we work with the RSA? How do we work with our retail partners?
Yeah.
What we're doing in social media, what we're doing in digital media, across the spectrum of how we connect with consumers. How do we make that experience really positive? So when they have a chance to redo another part of their house, they make sure that the floor is a central point of that.
Yeah, that's good. You know, one of the things you're going to be up against is you've got a lot of people that go into private label. So you got to find out why they're doing that and give them a reason to want to sell your brands, right?
Yeah, and I think that's really true. And I'm about an hour into this role and putting together a team. But I do think we, you know, optimally, we want the consumer to really understand the value proposition that Shaw has and why this is the best place, the best partner, redo your home and make it a place that where your family creates memories and that it's a place that, again, it's such a connection between a financial and emotional decision. I think brand plays such an important part of that in so many areas of the consumer process, and I think it's really important that that happens with the floor, too.
Yeah, all right, let's do a quick talk about the little short team you've got together here. You've got Nina Lo Cicero, who I just interviewed recently. You know, she's heading up the team. She came from Johnston Controls, new there, so she'll bring some interesting insight from outside of the industry. Then you've got Nikki Rayburn, who's been at Shaw for a while and has just been promoted to Vice President of Marketing and Brand Strategy, right?
Yeah, you know, while I've been at Shaw and focused on the commercial market, I didn't really know either one of them that well. But, man, in the last 2 weeks, Nina, spending time with her, she has great passion, energy. She's incredibly smart, and I think she's going to have a real impact on Shaw. And Nikki, again, someone that I've gotten to know over a brief period of time, but certainly talking to people around the industry, she has such a great legacy of success in every role she's had, and I know she's going to have that same kind of impact in this new role on this new team.
You know, her father, Clay Osborne, worked in manufacturing at Shaw. Tell a little quick story on you, if you don't mind. Your roommate at the University of Tennessee, which, by the way, Shaw's been your whole life ever since college, but your roommate was Scott Sandlin. So you guys go way back, right?
We do go way back, and it's kind of amazing that we both – been our careers at Shaw after literally knowing each other since elementary school. And right. I'm excited in this new role to be able to work more closely with Scott.
All right, John. Great to catch up with you. Good luck in your new role. Again, we're talking to John Stevens, the new Vice President of Consumer Strategy for Shaw's Residential Division. And you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaDaily.net.